Hi, Alex. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Great to talk to you.
Great. So how did the idea to apply Japanese bonsai technique to Australian plants come about?
Bonsai started in Australia almost 40, 50 years ago. A lot of practitioners were before us and with us at the time. And with native plants, it was all about experimenting to begin with. With the figs, for example, regarding our show, we worked out that figs almost stunt themselves and pretty hardy, and you could do a lot with them.
Right, and they're definitely quite beautiful to look at. Can you describe what you learnt during your traditional training in Japan?
My training in Japan involved a lot of work and practice working with their native trees, wiring, shaping, styling, repotting, and also a lot of time to on reflection as well as how to because you're working with trees that are over 100, 200 years old, so you have to really think pretty hard about working with such prestigious and old trees. So it's a very deep art on that level. How do you get the best out of trees?
Right. Was it quite difficult to translate that knowledge to foreign species for the practitioners before you and yourself? What was your greatest challenge?
Probably realizing that even within the same species, they can do different things. Not all trees you can treat the same way. So it's always case by case. Even now, at our nursery, we're dealing with hundreds of different trees, but each tree has their own unique character and characteristics. You've got to try and figure it out by observing them and trying different things. So you're always learning and practicing, and that's why it's a bit addictive, you might say. You keep coming back wanting to know more.
Right, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it's quite therapeutic as well. What are the benefits of practicing bonsai, and what do you hope visitors will take away from the exhibit?
That's a good question. To start with, the benefits would be it's relaxing. You're moulding something that you created. It becomes very sentimental, almost like your own child. And as you grow it and shape it, you wire it and pruning, repotting, cultivating, fertilising, worrying about it. So you develop an attachment to the plant. And I think as well, as the actual art itself is, you're working with living material, so you just gotta go with nature. So you're not trying to fight with the plant to get what you want. You're kind of like going with it. So that's also the challenge in its own way.
For sure,
but all of it is very good. It's very enjoyable.
I bet, yeah. I'm sure the harmony of human interaction with nature is something we all kind of need to focus on a little bit more to value all the beautiful native species around us. And I'm sure this will be one way of doing that. So thank you so much for joining us on the show today, Alex.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks.